Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, people, here we go on a Thursday. Welcome in. It's another edition of Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri. It is Masters Day. The beginning, the greatest golf tournament known to mankind, one of the greatest tournaments and sporting events of a generation, and a lot of fun here. And I'm excited. I was really excited yesterday, Dane, because I heard a promotion. I heard somebody was talking about how this Sunday at the Masters, there was an opportunity for viewers to win a lifetime, like free beer, like all the free beer for a lifetime that you could possibly want. And I was intrigued. And then I got a lot less excited once I realized we were talking about Natty Light. But that was a good thing. But apparently Natty Light is randomly giving away. And this is amazing. Keep this in mind as you guys are watching this on Sunday. Natty Light is giving away a year's worth of beer to somebody on Twitter every time a golfer makes a birdie in the final round of the Masters. So all you have to do is log on Sunday and tweet like the hashtag birdie light and hashtag sweepstakes, and boom, they're going to automatically direct message you. Natty Light's going to direct message you, and bam, that's it. You're going to get an entire year's worth of free beer from them. Every time somebody can make a birdie. They were, by the way, last year I looked at it, 234 birdies in the final round. Wow. 234 people got free beer for a year for this. And they're kind of doing it. I guess it's like this whole battle against the Miller Lite, you know. I guess I like it. I think it's pretty creative. But that, you know, roughly 230, 240 people are going to be able to get themselves some free beer for a year. And listen, even though it's Natty Light, it's still free beer, right? I mean, you can't go wrong. You know, I mean, that's the kind of beer that when you go to parties. Yeah, I mean, well, that's the kind of beer like when you go to like a parties or a barbecue over the summer. You're like,
sure,
I'll bring the beer. I got the beer. Like, I'll bring it. I'm good to go. And then you can just dump a couple of cases over there, and that's how you start to get rid of it. But really, you and I both know people who if it's beer, it's got alcohol in it, they don't care. They'll drink it.
That's true. As long as it's cold, Joe. As long as it's cold, we'll drink it.
And 95 calories. 95. Right. Ooh, so it's actually good for you. Wow.
That's good stuff. When you mentioned something like 250 birdies, it makes me think like we should just turn it into a drinking game. You know, exactly. Like when you're watching, anytime there's a birdie, boom.
Yep.
You know, you chug a beer or take a shot. You know, Joe, I know we're both on the Jameson with a little picklebacks every time there's a birdie, right? But here's my other thing.
Heineken, I was like, yeah, but Natty Light, I was like, ooh.
Listen, what I honestly think should happen, because Natty Light, to me, that's a college beer. All right, what you should do is get the entire frat house together, and they should be like live direct messaging Natty Light while watching the Masters, while turning it into a drinking game. The other thing, Joe, honestly, why are all these beers like starting beef with Miller Lite? You know, like Natty Light competing against Miller Lite, the Bud Light Dilly Dilly with the King. They're all going hard against Miller Lite. Why does everybody have beef with Miller Lite is my question, honestly. But
yeah, everybody. And I don't know why either. It makes absolutely no sense. But, I mean, leave Natty Light alone. Of all the beer growing up, right, of all the crap beer you could get your hands on, and there was crap beer. I mean, you know, there was like. Yeah, Pabst Blue Ridge, and I still know dudes that are just that's the only thing they'll drink. It's just awful. But you got Natty Light, like Meisterbrow.
I used to get the 40s. You know, here in New York, I used to get a 40, and there was a brand called Hurricane. Okay, and let me tell you, it was the worst thing on earth. You know, my stomach right now, as I just said it out loud, I like threw up a little bit in my mouth. You know what I mean? It was one of your good old malt liquors.
Like little Colt 45 to get the day going.
There it is, Williams action. You know what I'm saying? But
in a brown bag.
But it's gonna be a great weekend, Joe. And honestly, to that point, our poll question is like, what are you gonna be watching this weekend? You were saying how much there's stuff going on, right?
But
that's the poll question out there. What are you gonna be watching? NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs, which will kick off this weekend, the Masters, Major League Baseball, starting to get into full swing. You know, you see some kind of trends there. A lot of stuff to be watching, you know, and there's also a lot of NFL draft news and prep going around. A lot of stuff going on.
Don't forget, we talked to our buddy, the Keg there, the Sports Keg, the CEO. Apparently, there is a monster UFC card this weekend, too, that is supposed to be heads in one of the better ones that we've seen in the last couple of weeks. So excited about that, too.
You got a you got a boxing match. You got Amir Khan and Terrence Crawford. And then, by the way, Joe, if you're a true degenerate, you know, I talk about like I bet on reality TV and stuff. You can get odds on Game of Thrones, which is premiering weekend, I think, the final season as well. And if you really know about that, you could put some shekels on that as well. So no shortage of places to get action, Joe.
I noticed this popped up too. Like there are people like throwing watch parties at bars down here in South Lake. And I'm like, what kind of sick individual do you have to be like, I got to go out. I'm going to a bar. There's a watch party. Like the last thing I would do at a bar is go like dive into like some Game of Thrones, man. I hate those period things anyway. Those old, back in the day and wizards and all of that crap. I can't with that.
You're not a Potter, a Lord of the Rings kind of guy.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no.
This happened once on a double date, okay, on a Sunday night. Like Monday was off. You know, it was maybe like Labor Day, Memorial Day. And I went to a bar. You know, it was supposed to be a nice outdoor beer garden kind of thing. And it was a Game of Thrones thing. They had like the sound up on all the TVs. Everyone's like transfixed the damn TVs. I'm on a double date. We're just like, you know, shooting the shit. And people are telling us like, oh, be quiet. Be quiet. We can't hear the TVs. Game of Thrones is on. I was like, are you out of your mind?
But not of course, Super Bowl, people. It's not the Super Bowl. Like, you know, it's not something you can watch with the sound off. And I don't want to read when I watch TV. So like the whole closed caption thing doesn't do it.
Exactly, but Joe, I will, you know, if you're in New York or anywhere in New York, you know this was Williamsburg, okay? So there was a lot of trendy kids and Birkenstocks going on over there. So that's
why boy. That's even worse. Oh, boy. All right, Natty Light in the house. Here we go, people. Buckle up. Let's make it rain on this Thursday. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right.
Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Yes, people, it is that time of year again. The Masters is upon us. Exciting tee times today. I think right around 8:15 is when Arnold Palmer Well, that'll be interesting. The heavenly tee times there. But Gary Player, I believe, is. Let me double check here. We look. Yeah, we got Gary. Yeah, Gary and Jack are the honorary captains. That's going to be at 8:15, and then you start getting into. You got a couple of former champs there with Weir, Cabrera, Danny Willett, Freddie Couples, moving along in the 9 a.m. hour.
That 9:58 group.
Adam Scott.
I know
at,
got
10.
Shares of Sergio and my man Tony Finau. I think right after them is Matsuyama and Adam Scott. I like that group.
Patrick Reed, the defending champ, him and Webb Sisson. Charlie Hoffman, who most people have bet to once again have the Thursday lead when it is all said and done. He has done that consecutively now for a few years. Louis in there. Leishman's in there.
Tiger and Rahm is a nice group.
Yeah, exactly. And Ho-Tang Lee from China there at 11 o'clock. Tommy Fleetwood, too, and Gary Woodland, some big numbers in that group there. That's in the 10 o'clock hour.
Colin Drew told us about Patrick Cantlay as a kind of long-range guy. He's going off with Bubba Watson.
Yeah.
Who, remember, you know, this is a game of inputs, not outputs, right, Joe? And two of the things Colin said was that with the weather earlier in the week, some of the guys who are more experienced on this course may have a slight advantage. And with the lengthening of the par fives, some of the guys who can really bang it out there, Bubba Watson checks both of those boxes, Joe.
I'm looking at the some of these. The 11-15 with Rory McIlroy, Ricky Fowler, and Cameron Smith. And Cameron, by the way, one of the best putters on tour, has done pretty well in this tournament over the last couple of years, too. I think he had a top 10 finish last year. So Rory, Fowler, Cameron Smith. But when you get to the end here, look at these late tee times here. DeChambeau, Jason Day, Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson, Justin Rose. Just the last four groups could honestly what an amazing way it lined up this way with Jordan Spieth, Paul Casey, and Koepka finishing the day. And I do believe the actual broadcast starts at about 3 o'clock today on CBS. So you'll be seeing those guys right there. Those that 1:30 to 2 o'clock, those last four groups are just loaded with people that I know are on a bunch of people's cards to actually win this whole thing here with DeChambeau, Phil Mickelson, Jordan Spieth, Paul Casey. So I'd say early, the middles are nice. I mean, you know, the middle, during the middle part of the day here, that 11 to, you know, one is, you've got a couple of groups here and there. You might be interested, like Tiger, right. You know, but man, that late afternoon, those late tee times, keep an eye on the weather, because that's a whole lot of really good guys bunched up at the end of the day. And of course, anybody that's played golf, you guys know that the track, once you get those later tee times, yeah, it might be a little wet in the morning, which means you get the ball to stay a little bit better on the greens. All of a sudden, if the sun's out, you get a little wind blowing, it dries everything out. The greens get faster and later in the day. So what we have seen over the last couple of years is that usually, like Charlie Hoffman, those guys, they have been much better early on. They teed off early. And that's usually somebody posts a number early, and then the guys in the afternoon are usually looking up. Chasing them, because the golf course does change at Augusta. And especially if you're looking at any sort of wet weather, like the weekend is supposed to be crap. There's going to be a couple of periods there over Saturday and Sunday, which aren't going to be great. So if guys, these first couple of days are going to be real, real important here for guys to get off to a good start. Yeah. And I would expect, probably from these early times, keep an eye on some of these guys early on. Maybe Sergio too, with Finau there, and it was really cool. Tony Finau last year, for you guys that don't know, Tony Finau was a guy
break his ankle, like in the par three
course. He popped it out. He jumped.
Was it celebrating? It was celebrating.
He jumped up a shot off the tee box, and as he was walking, he kind of landed on, and it popped out. And, and by the way, he finished the damn hole.
Well.
All right. Yeah, he finished the damn hole. So he put they put a golf cleat on him yesterday, which was hysterical, along with a walking boot. And the crowd was loving it, having a really good time there. So that's always I got to tell you, the crowds at the par three watching that yesterday, very entertaining. Good
that's
stuff.
Cool.
People, it's the one event that I have always a couple of years ago. I did try to get tickets that were it was a fortune. It was about $2,500 to be able to get a pair of tickets. I wanted to take my father to, because it's the one event I've always wanted to go to.
Bucket list.
It's also the giant pain in the ass to go to, because there are no hotels in Augusta, Georgia.
I see.
You got a cart in. You got to stay in the city. You're about 2 hours away. You're commuting back and forth. It's not like Augusta's this big city. I mean, it's in the middle of friggin' nowhere. And you can't stay locally. So now you got to get a car. You got to drive in. Trying to get out is a pain. It's a big to do, but I figured you'd go. But that's $2,500, by the way, for one day. Those tickets are an absolute fortune to get. But it is
it's
the
not
one
like
event
a college
that I
basketball tournament
to...
where you buy a ticket, you get to see four games at the
no,
end of the day.
Exactly. No, no. And you can stay across the street. This is a giant pain in the ass. But it's the one event that it was a bucket list of mine. I hope to be able to get an experience it once, because, you know, just going down that Magnolia Lane there, you know, with all the trees and everything, it's something we've always seen. But, you know, it's a small fortune. You got to take a second mortgage out to be able to get there.
So let me ask you something, because I've never seen a golf event in person. You know, I bang it around as a weekend warrior every now and then. But Joe, what would be your strategy here? Would you park out at a specific hole and watch everyone pass by? Or do you follow a group? Or when we saw the kind of listings of the groups, like maybe there's two or three groups in a row that are really high profile, and you just try and stay with them as they go through the course? Or do you lay out, you know, and kind of camp out at a specific, maybe in Amen Corner, and just see everybody? You know, which route do you go? Do you follow a group, or do you hang out at a specific spot?
It's tough, because, you know, down here we have the Honda Classic, we had Doral. Yeah. I've been to both of those every year. I would go, and I've done them all. I've tried to pick a group, go follow them. You know, walk the 18 with them, walk at least 9 with them, that kind of way. I've been to the situation where just park your ass on a hole, you know, by the green or the tee box, and just wait for the guys to come to you. And then, of course, what I finally settled on was one of the multiple bars that are on the golf course have TVs in them, and you can also just park your ass in there, get absolutely blitzed, and go ahead and watch it on the TVs anyway. But you get the excitement and the feeling because you can go walk over to a hole if you want to check it out. You know, you can do that kind of thing. There is no shortage of alcohol and places to get alcohol on these golf tournaments and these events. So you can just park, you know, get yourself at a nice little bar that you can get some drinks. They got TVs. And then if you want to walk over to a hole or not, you can do it. But if you got a guy you love, it's a pain. It's not like what you see on TV because you've got, especially the more popular guys, it's, you know, they're 30 deep. Yeah, you know, so unless you're right up at the, you don't know when they hit it. Did they hit it? Where you can't follow the ball like you do on TV. Right. You know, they hit the ball up in the sky. You're like, well, I don't know. Where'd it go?
Yeah, there's no tracer.
There's no tracer on it. So you're like, all right, this is, I mean, you want to root them on. But then after like four or five holes, you're like, all right, this sucks. Let's get to the bar. Let's figure out where it's going, because at least I can see it on TV. I can't see it from the middle of the fairway. Plus, there's 30 people in front of me. What the hell? Right. You know, I love Tiger. Don't get me wrong, but come on, dude. Like, that is those people that follow him blindly on a golf course, man. It's scary. It's frightening. Like, you're going to get trampled over.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's like stampede action. I've also seen in some of these newer, like, renovated, remodeled golf courses, that one that's the big party out in Arizona. I saw one in Florida on this swing. They literally have, like, stands around some of the major holes, though. Like, decks where you could sit and watch, you know, like one of the big par three holes or the island green, and you can get seats there and watch. But I hear you, Joe, the idea of if you're there, you may not see it all. I'm reminded of going to the Preakness, you know, where there's 110,000 people. I didn't even know one year when Barbaro the horse was put down on the track. I didn't even know. I couldn't see it.
It's nice to go and be around it, but ultimately just put me in front of the TV and a beer and I'm good to go. All right, we'll talk about what happened in the NBA last night. Drama next.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Quintitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com. Scout Fantasy Sports.
LeBron comes over. They sign Rajon Rondo, JaVale McGee,
Michael Beasley, Lance Stephenson, not one guy can put the ball in the hoop. They can't shoot. Sadly, I think I get rid of Pelinka. I get rid of Luke Walton. And I think Luke Walton can go somewhere else and start over and be a good coach. I mean, look, you don't win that many games with the Warriors and suck.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
We got got some issues with those New York Yankees. Actually, a few teams in Major League Baseball need to check themselves before they wreck themselves. It's ridiculous what happened last night in Major League Baseball. We'll talk about that coming up, but welcome in here. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri. This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Name of the show, Make It Rain, which I thank goodness, and I mean thank goodness, for second half wagering last night. Otherwise, I might be homeless here today with the amount of money I was scheduled to lose last night trying to figure out the final night of the NBA. My word,
oh,
people.
God.
My friggin' word. Now, the final night of the NBA, always crazy, right? Game number 82, games 81 and 82 are always crazy because you got playoff seeds that are going to be determined. Usually it comes down to the end of it. I mean, last year we had kind of a winner take all situation between Minnesota and Denver. We got had that same situation here. You got guys retiring, D Wade and the big German there and Dirk and all of that good stuff there. A lot of farewells, a lot of ungodly stat lines. I mean, first of all, if we could get that through 82 games, the NBA would be the most popular sport in America. But last night did not. The craziness was just un-friggin' believable. Now, you're talking about that Minnesota-Denver game. This was a game that I was looking forward to this game. I didn't know what we were going to get from Minnesota, how much effort they were going to put into it. But we knew Denver had a lot riding on it. They wanted to lock up that number two seed because that was pretty important. And that game last night, some of the most dramatic moments. Denver was literally on the cusp of losing to the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yep.
That would have dropped the Nuggets to the number three seed in the conference and would have earned them a first-round matchup of all teams with the Oklahoma City Thunder, which also would have put the Rockets at the number two seed. And that was not a scenario that Denver wanted any part of at all. But, of course, Denver, just when you think you know what's going to happen and you're laughing, Denver launches a ridiculous comeback in the second half of that game to, I believe, a 28. That was the Trailblazers game.
Yeah.
They came back by double digits in that second half to end up winning.
Outscored
and neither
Minnesota
team scored
100. By 10 in the fourth quarter. Yeah. Outscored Minnesota
nobody,
by 10 in the fourth quarter.
Nobody scored 100 points in that game. Oh. So it wasn't like they were bombing from all over the place. It was, at times, it was some ugly-ass basketball. But ultimately, they came back. And they won. Congratulations. It was the Kings game. Sacramento.
That's the one.
Only had six players, by the way, which was hysterical. The Trailblazers came back from that 28-point deficit to end up taking the whole second halves and finals of those games. The Golden State Warriors gave up, 80-some-odd points in the first half? To the Memphis Grizzlies.
They gave up.
86. Memphis Grizzlies in the first half of a game. And I couldn't tell you anybody that was playing on either side. And by the way, Kevin Durant suited up. Bogut was playing. We knew Steph Curry wasn't, Klay Thompson wasn't, Draymond Green wasn't. We knew the bulk of the guys weren't going to be there for Golden State, but Kevin Durant was there. You had Bogut. You had some. And you let them drop 86 on you in the first half. That was how the night started off. So you kind of knew, oh boy, this is going to get crazy. But when it was all said and done, Detroit took care of business against. Was that a high school team the Knicks put out there? I wasn't sure because
they were Juan Zion chants.
Yes.
On at the Garden.
That was uninspiring. That was what they scored 9 points in a. The over under, just to show you how bad it was, the over under for the second half of that Detroit Knicks game was 97 points, okay? 90. You never see below 100 for a number in the second half. We're talking, third and fourth quarter now. If you just average 22 points,
You know, which is average for, it's below average for an NBA game. Yeah, the Knicks were scoring like 9, 14. Like, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, it wasn't even competitive. And Detroit walks in. They secured a number 8 seed. So now we've got Milwaukee, 1, taking on 8, Detroit, right? We got number 2, Toronto, taking on number 7, Orlando. We got number 3, Philadelphia, taking on number 6, Brooklyn, who took care of the Miami Heat at home. And also, now you've got a really intriguing number 4-5 matchup. The Indiana Pacers didn't play one starter last night. Not one. All right? Taking on the Atlanta Hawks, who actually rested their starters over the weekend so they could play at home game number 82. You know, Trae Young, the whole nine, they wanted to go out with a bang. You know, they had already locked up the, you know, where the draft was going to be. They were ready to go. They were going to win and go out on a high note, and they got their asses handed to them by the Indiana Pacers. They made a comeback. It was nice. But they were trailing by double digits in that game the entire time till right about 2 minutes left. And then, of course, it was a la Virginia. They fouled a dude, taking a Atlanta fouls a Pacer there from the three-point line. They give him 3 free throws, and when you know it, he makes all 3, and Indiana wins by 1. Congratulations. They have now taken on the Boston Celtics. It's a 4-5. So the East, to me, is just a blender. Like, put all these teams in a blender, mix them up, and good luck telling me who's going to come out of the East here, because I can make an argument for every one of these damn teams to make it to at least the Eastern Conference Finals, and your guess is as good as mine in the East. Who in the hell is going to come out of there? I don't know that there's any. Milwaukee's got number 1, but you tell me. I don't know. It's ridiculous.
I already told you where I'm at on the East. I laid a couple of checks.
Oh, did we lose his volume there?
Oh, there I am, Joe. Sorry about that.
Who'd you put the shekels on?
Yeah, sorry. I put the shekels on the Boston Celtics. All right, here's why. Okay, I believe this sets up for them. I love what Milwaukee and Giannis have done all year, okay? But my premise is that there's levels to this, okay? And this is their first kind of time. I think they're going to get upended. I do not believe in Philly. Why? Because I don't believe Joel Embiid is going to play all of the 76ers games. He's just too injury prone for me. I think it's getting right for Boston at the right time. I think they're the deepest squad. I think they have the best coach. And don't look now. Gordon Hayward has gotten better and better as the season has gone along. And if he gets back into his form, I think that they're the most talented team, the deepest team. I think it sets up for them as well. Because remember, they got Indiana, who is Victor Oladipo-less. And I think it could set up for Boston. I like them. But, Joe, honestly, the Kings-Blazers game had the biggest impact to me. You said it before. The Blazers came back from a 28-point deficit while only playing 6 guys. And
crazy.
That Blazers win, Joe, puts Portland in the 3 seed. And more importantly, moves Houston down to the 4 seed, which I think is going to be very interesting. I know we're going to talk about the West in a second, but this Houston-Utah series I think is very interesting. And if the Rockets do in fact get past that, which I think they will be favored to do, seeing Houston-Golden State as a second round matchup instead of what many people believed could have been a Western Conference Finals is going to be very, very interesting. The fact that the Blazers came back from 28 down with only 6 people in their rotation to knock the Rockets down to the 4 seed, I think is the biggest storyline of the last night of the NBA season.
The Celtics now have lost 6 of their last 12 games. And they told us they lost Marcus Smart for, in all likelihood, the first 2 rounds of the playoffs.
That's
all. And it's not a great scenario, although, listen, it's, you know, Indiana and Boston, it's going to be a tough series. Home court obviously means a lot in that series with Boston. But this kid, Smart, averaging about 9 points, 4 assists, and about 3 boards this year. I think what he does, though, and what he provides, certainly off the bench for there, is a torn oblique sucks. I'll tell you that right now. It's not a fun injury, especially for what he does. He's the kind of guy that's going to die for the loose ball. Like, he's the kind of guy who's going to go balls out. He's going to take charges. He's the guy that comes off that lights the fire under the ass of the Boston Celtics. He is the guy they look to And that's a big, that's a serious blow to the Celtics, certainly on the defensive end as well. And we know Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are a little banged up. So, unfortunately, I would much rather see Boston at 100% right now, and they're not. And that's unfortunate, especially going into this series with the Pacers. And also, some people talk about Kyrie here. I don't know if Kyrie, can he elevate this team? Can he be the guy to stop being the distraction? And can he be the guy that says, follow me, like puts this team on his shoulders? And can he be the guy that he says he's always wanted to be? Because right now they're going to need him to do that more than any other time. If this is what you wanted, it is setting up for Kyrie. You've got to deliver here, because anything short of a series win here in advance, man, that's not going to look good for Kyrie Irving. I think there's a lot more pressure on him now with the way they've been playing than there has been all year. And there's been some pressure and a lot of eyes on Boston, but come on, man, you lose Smart. You're a little banged up there, and you lost six of the last 12. Kyrie's got to step up here more than anybody else on this team.
Absolutely, and that's been the narrative all year long, right? Kyrie as leader. We've gone up, and that's been going up and down all season long. The biggest reason, Joe, for me, why I'm on the C's here is when it comes down to it for me, Kyrie Irving, Jason Tatum, and a very much an improving Gordon Hayward. I think that in the Eastern Conference, that's the best quote-unquote big three for me. I just think they're deeper. I like the coaching of Brad Stevens. And I'm, in essence, what I'm doing is fading the Milwaukee Bucks, because I just think they're new to this. And I've seen it in the NBA so many times. You got to kind of grow and like step up one level at a time. The only other – the big threat to me, though, those Toronto Raptors are playing well recently.
Yeah, they're
scoring a lot recently.
It's a blender, people. Put all teams in, and you tell me what you're pouring out there, because it's going to be fun. We'll talk a little bit about the West. Plus, we'll tell you the debacle in Major League Baseball last night. Embarrassing. We'll do that coming up. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
If your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
All right, guys, Major League Baseball season is in full swing, which means it's time to swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball with DailyRoto.com. You can become the eighth Daily Roto FanDuel or DraftKings $1 million tournament winner, or become one of the countless number of people who have won just a gaudy pile of Benjamins using Daily Roto's lineup optimizers. And if you are playing MLB DFS and you're not using DailyRoto.com, guys, you are doing it wrong. It's pretty simple. Promo code FNTSY, that'll give you a 10% discount, and you'll help get lineup alerts, projected ownerships, percentages, weather updates, fantasy projections, and, all importantly, that use of those lineup optimizers that have produced millions in DFS winnings. So it's the MLB Daily Roto 2019 Premium Package, only at DailyRoto.com. Simply use the promo code FNTSY and get that 10% discount today. That is DailyRoto.com, promo code FNTSY. And welcome in here to Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez. As we are just inundated, getting ready. Masters teeing off in just under 2 hours. Augusta, Georgia, as we get ready for that. A lot of hype. A lot of people got their plays in. You still got time, by the way, to get your future bets in there for the Masters. If you haven't had a chance, we'll talk about it, too, coming up just after the top of the hour, some of our plays, what our tickets read. Plus, we had an opportunity yesterday to talk to a guy that enjoys playing parlays so much to the point that he put $5,000, $4,800 on a 14 golf parlay here to make the cut. 14 players to make the cut. $4,800, and I just want to make sure I have the math correct here. The $4,800 would turn into over 91,000. That's right. Spencer McLemore there for a $4,800 parlay to win 91. We've got the guys for you, the 14. We'll go ahead and we'll tell you who those guys are coming up at the top of the hour. But we were talking NBA playoffs. We talked a little bit about how the Eastern Conference seeds all set up there, that number 4 versus 5, that Boston series really. Boston, with the loss of Spencer, Smart there, it's not good. It's just not a good situation. But when you look at the West and you you mentioned it there, Houston, we have a problem here. They went from pretty much the possibility of, really being the number 2 seed here, kind of controlling it, setting up a big matchup, ultimately a 1 versus number 2, that being Golden State. They ended up the night as a number 4 seeds, which means now they're going to be facing the Utah Jazz, who, can I tell you something, have been absolutely unbelievable over the final month of the season. And now if they actually survive that, and that's going to be a war, all right? It's not like that's going to be a cakewalk like it might have been if they had gotten the number 2 seed. Now they're going to face the Warriors in the second round rather than the conference finals. And although they've been playing well, I mean, Houston was playing well there for long stretches, certainly after the All-Star break. They decided to play some defense. They got healthier. But, man, the Nuggets and the Blazers, those wins there just all of a sudden made it that much harder for the Houston Rockets to be able to get to, of course, the championship. And I don't know what to say. I mean, Houston is, they still got a lot of firepower, but this has always been the problem. Always been the problem with Houston, James Harden. They can't, these big games and big moments. Forget about Golden State. Last night is the prime example of why it is so hard to back the Houston Rockets, because, again, a game they should have had, in many aspects, needed to have, could have had, and ultimately, at the end of it, they didn't finish. And That, to me, is always what scares me about Houston. I like them. I think they have all the talent in the world. But just because you have the talent doesn't necessarily mean you have that added ingredient, which is, oh, yeah, closing out, doing at the biggest moments what you need to do as a team. And that's what scares me about Houston, because they did it again last night.
Joe, you know what scares me about Houston? The Utah Jazz scares me about Houston.
And
if you want to know the
truth. It should
be. You know,
be.
I say it all the time, Joe, this idea that style makes fight. You know, I think Utah is a bad matchup for Houston as well. Utah is a grinded out defensive team. You know, like one of the only ones in the Western Conference, maybe along with Memphis, you know, like literally giving up the second lowest points in the conference. I think the Utah Jazz, they give up 106 points a game, which, by the way, in the 2019 NBA is really good defense. So I just think it's a bad matchup for Houston. And then you're right. If they survive in advance, they most likely would be staring the Warriors right in the eye. And that's something I know the Rockets feel comfortable against the Warriors. They won the season series, by the way, against Golden State 3-1, including a win at Oracle. Right. So I was all getting ready to be like, they're a live dog potentially against Golden State. You've heard me say it. But now I don't like the way it sets up for them having to get Houston early. And then even if they do get past that, you know, Houston is a rough and tumble kind of Utah's a more defensive team. What will be left against Golden State if they get there? I also, you know, there's no way they're sweeping this. This is not a four-game series, you know. So I think Houston will have gone through the ringer if they advance to see Golden State, who I think can take care of the Clippers. So I think it really sets up bad for the Houston Rockets. Joe, I'm going to be real interested to see this Oklahoma City-Portland series price, because as you know, Portland is without Nurkic.
Right.
Oklahoma City, I believe, with Russell Westbrook, who, by the way, did in fact average a triple-double again this season for the third straight year, along with Paul George, you know, who was an MVP kind of fringe candidate for most of the season. I'd be real interested to see this OKC-Portland series, because if the sixth seed Thunder are a plus number on the series price, I might hop on it, Joe.
Yeah, it's the West is, it became interesting. It was going to be a very top heavy conference, I think, to begin with. I think we all kind of, if Houston would have taken care of business, we'd have Houston one, Houston two rather, Golden State one, and we'd all be waiting just to get to the conference championships. And then last night, everything got thrown into a loop. So now all of a sudden, I think the West is a little bit more interesting than it was before. Mm-hmm. I also think the Steph Curry rolling of the ankle there. Now they've kind of changed their story. They're saying it's not nearly as bad as people are making it out to seem. Which, okay, listen, I get it. I don't think it's necessarily. I don't think it's going to be an issue anyway, unless it takes him out longer than maybe the first series. Once they get to that second round, if he's still not 100%, that's where we might start to look at it and go, but I don't think, I don't think it's detrimental right now, certainly for them taking on a Clipper team. Nice story, but it's going to run out for the Clippers here. The Nuggets, home court advantage. Great. Love that. Mm-hmm. Don't sleep on the Spurs when they're home. I do see this as a series that four or five, I don't think is possible. I think this is going to go, the distance there, the Blazers and Thunder, I think Russell, and what a shock here. He averaged a triple double this year. I think he had another one last night, didn't he? They ended up taking care of business there, but you're right. This Rockets Jazz situation, man, it should not have been. And that Jazz team, do not sleep on Utah. Now, of course, it was a little disappointing they got bounced out last year early on. I don't know, man. They have been playing with a certain edge to them this year, certainly over the last month of the season, where they're not messing around. Like, the Jazz are a real team where nobody, and I don't think there was anybody going, wow, I hope we play the Jazz the first round, because nobody was saying that. And, here we go again in the situation where now the Rockets find them. They just shoot themselves in the foot all the time, whether it be being up 3-1 last year and not being able to get the job done. It's going to be Now, all of a sudden, that 4-5 game, that 4-5 series, to me, is the most intriguing part of the playoffs. Something I don't think any of us saw coming, but guess what? Right. If you like James Harden, if you're all over James Harden, James Harden is going to have to be, as good as he has played, he's going to have to play even better, and he's going to need some help here in order to beat a Jazz team who, by the way, can shoot. And also, they play defense. Like, they play shutdown defense, they are brutal at home. So their splits have been pretty decent both home and away, so they're not going to be intimidated going to Houston. Without a doubt, the most intriguing first-round matchup I've seen in a long time, and I didn't expect to get it.
You know, it's also interesting, and you alluded to it before, but I got a way that we can make some money off of this, Joe. I'm looking at the Denver-San Antonio series, right?
Right.
Both of those teams, incredible at home and under 500 on the road, right?
Yes.
And this is a 2-7 matchup, right? So generally people think, oh, the 2-7 matchup may be easy for the two. If I see the series price, like how many games will this series go? I'm going to take the over because the home team is going to win all the damn time. Okay. Yep. Like, I don't see either of these squads going into the other's house and, you know, breaking serve, shall we say. So I think that 2-7 series is going to go long. I might bet the over, like the game price, if it's, you know, 5.5 games, I'm taking the over on that one. I think Denver San Antonio is going to go long because both of those teams are dominant at home.
Yeah. It's a good point, man. It's everything kind of goes out the window, and we're going to try to bring our friends over at wagertalk.com. I'm going to try to get Ralph here, Torres tomorrow, or Dr. Bob. We're going to get one of these guys to come on here because the nuances of handicapping the playoffs in the NBA versus what we, you know, a Tuesday night, you know, Nets Sixers on a Tuesday night in, you know, game 40, you're not handicapping it the same way. You're not approaching it the same way because recent results
get positions just so that
matter.
You can then, just so that you can like go the other way. Like, do you build more positions as the series goes along?
Yeah. Well, trends, you know, the TNA, especially most recently, it comes into play. I mean, big time. Momentum is a huge thing this time of year in the NBA. Health is an important thing. Do teams get hot? Yes, but very rarely will you see a team that was awful, you know, the last month of the season, all of a sudden, outside of the Golden State Warriors, be able to flip some sort of switch and be like, and that seems to be the big thing, like, oh, don't worry about it. They'll be okay. Like Philadelphia. They're going to be fine. They've got, history tells us they're not going to be fine. They just don't, they're not that talented, that experienced. Very few teams in the history, except the truly great ones, have been able to overcome those lackadaisical, those little 2 weeks or 10 days towards the end of the season where they weren't putting in the effort. They weren't good. Very hard to do that. And to your point, teams like Philadelphia scare me. Teams like Boston, that scares me there. Houston here, even though they've been playing well, not being able to close the damn door. And then you've got upstarts. Milwaukee, nobody's been playing better all year than Milwaukee over here, yet not a lot of people giving them credit because of the experience factor. And, you know, Giannis last year was in this moment and they crumbled. Will they do it again? A lot of unanswered questions there. And then there's teams that have just steady as they go. Toronto. Okay. How do you bet against Toronto? Toronto, been there, done that. Kawhi Leonard. Here we go again. Indiana. Unknown. Tough as nails. Great at home. Suspect away. What makes the NBA playoffs so much fun. You know what else
and
is
also,
fun? The NHL playoffs.
They spread them out over like 8 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, these
Saturday,
games
by the
for
way.
Television.
Opening games on Saturday. We'll talk about the craziness in the NHL last night. We'll do that coming up next.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day.
all major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Fantasy. The reason why I was buying into Jordan Zimmerman was because in his first two starts, he was throwing his slider more and his curveball more. Why would you go away from what was working? Your fastball is 90 miles per hour. It is not a good fastball. Your slider and your curveball was working in the first two starts when you were throwing them a lot. That's what you have to do to be effective at this point, Jordan Zimmerman, because your fastball sucks. So Jordan Zimmerman, you suck, and I'm dropping you.
Weekdays, noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Maurice Allen, 2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
All right, people, here we go. Thursday, make it rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Some shocking news coming out of the NHL last night as that playoff, that league, the NHL, underway, the playoffs, and just in typical NHL playoff fashion, it was total pandemonium last night. Very rarely, I can't remember the last time, in the NBA, you've got the Golden State Warriors and you had LeBron James for all these years. So in the NBA, everybody, when the playoffs comes around, everyone goes, yeah, it's Golden State LeBron. And we've been saying that, like, we always said that. It's just, yeah, okay. The NHL doesn't work like that. Like, nobody ever goes into the NHL playoffs going, yep, this is a team. It's going to be Washington. It's going to be it never. It's always, I don't know. It could be this team. It might be this team. Except for this year. This is the first time that I can remember in years where NHL fans all looked at each other, no matter who their fan base is, and went, Tampa Bay Lightning are going to win the Stanley Cup. It almost never happens in the NHL, whereas the NBA, it pretty much happens all the time. In the NHL, there's always five or six teams that people are making arguments about that could actually win the cup. Not this year. This is legitimately everybody that I have seen, everything I have read, everybody picks the same team to win the cup. And that just doesn't happen. And guess what? Last night, almost the entire world picked the Tampa Bay Lightning to take down game one against the Columbus Blue Jackets. And then, of course, they go up 3-0. And again, a lot of people going, yep, see, told you. And then a strange thing happened, which usually happens when you've got, like a coach like John Tortorella there backing the Blue Jackets.
Yeah, they scored four unanswered goals to come back and win the Columbus Blue Jackets. How crazy is it? Well, let me tell you, live in-game wagering last night during that hockey game, there were people walking away with, get this number. How's this number for you here? Plus 1,600 on the Columbus Blue Jackets being able to come back and win that game last night. People were killing it last night. People who finally took a shot and backed the Blue Jackets made a killing last night. And there were a couple of those guys.
They should have texted me so I could have got a position because I was away from it. I should stick to what I know.
Talk some baseball coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.